My name is Haley Wilson. I am 16 years old. Today is December 12th, and I'm speaking with Jeannie, and we are recording this interview in Cozad, Nebraska. All right, so for the first question, I was just wondering if you could tell me a little bit about your childhood. What was it like growing up? Where did you grow up? All of that kind of stuff.
Okay, I was raised in Western Nebraska. Went through the 7th grade in Potter, Nebraska, which is between Sydney and Kimball, if you know where those places are. And my mother was a beauty operator, and I was born in Denver, Colorado. And because my grandparents had a ranch out there, and my mother was not married, and so I think that's part of why Grandma and Grandpa took her out to the Colorado. And she was still in high school, and I lived, Mom then took beauty course, so she was a beauty operator, and we lived right beside, the schoolhouse was on the hill, and right down was the Methodist Church, and the parsonage was next to the Methodist Church, and we lived in the next house. And like I said, Mom was a beauty operator, and had a beauty shop in her home, and so knew a lot of ladies, because, or men also, because they got their haircuts. So, but I went through the 7th grade in Potter, and Mom was married by then. When I started school, well, she was married, and then he was on the railroad, so we went, he went to Kearney for a job. And so then after I finished the 7th grade in Potter, went to Kearney, and well, I don't know if any of this is interesting to you guys, but the depot, there was a hotel that was in connection, and at first we lived in that hotel. Then we lived, and I don't know if you know where the Armory is in Kearney, and we lived across the street from there. First, we lived in a homemade trailer house, which was probably about this size. And then there was a apartment house on the land there where we had the trailer house. And so then we moved into that when it was available. Went through the 8th and 9th grade in Kearney. Hi. This is my son, Jim.
And, hi.
He's the baby of our family. This, I...
Don't worry. Just continue on.
Well, she's a swagger. And of course...
we all have our burdens to bear.
That's not very nice of him to say that. I was very good friends with Judy. And, of course, we were in business with Al. So,
still are.
Yes. So, and you can tell Jim your names.
Oh, I'm Haley Wilson.
I'm Annika Swagger.
And I'm Tam Sasali.
Okay, but anyway, went through the 8th and 9th grade in Kearney. The Kearney Air Base was there at that time. And I had a friend in school that she was worked at the Kearney Hotel. So babysat, I waited tables, I ran the elevator, just worked there a lot at that time. And then came to Lexington and lived one summer in Lexington and went to school 2 weeks in Lexington. And which is no big deal one way or the other, but I did not like Lexington High School. school. At that time, Lexington was had a lot of very prominent people in the county, and they were very proud of their school. And you know, it's kind of like when you have a newcomer come in, and it was like, yeah, don't care whether we know her or not. Went, like I said, went to school there 2 weeks and moved to Cosette and loved Cosette. Been in Cosette ever since.
Did you, so you finished out the rest of your school in Cosette?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about, as a child, who were, like, two of the people who had the biggest influence on you?
I think probably my mom's father. Both of them did, Grandma and Grandpa. Stayed with them a lot in the summertime. They lived on a farm. There was things to do and to help them. But they were both very good people. And I guess basically Grandma and I played cards a lot. Grandma was a good card player, and we played double saw, but we played a lot of different cards. And they had the time to do that at that time. And but those were the, I would say, the two most important.
Did you have any brothers or sisters?
No.
No? You were an only child?
Yes.
Did you have any teachers or, like, sort of, I don't know, adults that taught you stuff, coaches, anything like that, I don't know, that, like, made a really big impact on you while you were growing up?
Well, as I said, Mom was a beauty operator, so she did most of the teachers' hair.
Oh.
You know, the ones that went to a beauty operator. And so I was well acquainted with the teachers. Also by the fact, I wasn't going to step out of line. I wasn't going to have them go get their hair fixed and tell their mom, oh, do you know what she did in school? No way. So, no, I think I was a pretty good kid. So, but anyway.
Did you like high school? Was it fun? Did you like it?
Yes, very much so. And, like I said, I finished here in Cosette, and, of course, my husband went to school, country school, and Cosette, and then he joined the Navy, and when he come back, why, he was thinking that he was maybe gonna farm, and his brother was going to college, Westland. And so Harry went 2 years to college, and then we were married. And then farmed all the rest of the time.
How did you guys meet each other, you and your husband?
At a dance in what's Zook's Welding Shop, but was, well, it wasn't that at that time. It was a car dealership, I believe, and there was a dance there, and but most of my girlfriends knew him before he had gone to the service and stuff, so because he had always lived in Cosette.
How many kids do you have?
I have three. The oldest is a daughter. She lives in Arvada, Colorado. Bruce is the next, and he's a lawyer in town. And Jim lives out on our farm. He's a farmer in the family.
All right. What is some of your happiest memories of your kids?
I can go the other way on that one, but
well,
I'm happiest.
Tell some of your happy memories, Jim. You surely had a few happy.
Well, the one of the most striking ones is where I cut my head open.
Oh.
And instead of going into the doctor, she just put Listerine on it. Like pouring straight alcohol onto a wound. And
that's memorable.
Yeah, no kidding.
For him, I don't remember it at all. Well, there's no sense running to the doctor. Me too.
what are some of the most important lessons you've learned from your kids?
Well, we've been very fortunate with our children, because in some cases, this is not the case. And I'm sure you all know different families that have trouble. And basically, we had few things off and on. Nothing is ever really smooth, but we really had three outstanding children, and they still are in, and we have been very, very fortunate. And I know they just were all good kids. They all finished high school in good shape, and all three went through college and graduated. And I think that's very commendable. And they all have worked their whole lives, and I think that's very commendable. So I think we've been very fortunate, but we've had good kids too.
Yeah. What are some of the most important lessons you've just learned throughout life? What are something that just really you've learned?
You know, there's been a lot, but I think God has an awful lot to do with how we've turned out, how our families have turned out, and God's been very good to us. But I think he's a big part of it. And I know that's all sort of, you can say, happenstance, but it's still very relevant to everything. And not that we or our kids were perfect, but it's been a very good life.
That's good. Do you think your faith has had a really big impact on your life? Obviously, from you saying God has a lot to do with what's happened.
Yes, I think it always has. And even though maybe sometimes we don't think God is there for us, I think he always is. And it's important to remember, which is something that I think we don't always remember. And, you know, it seems kind of tough to think that God can be with every one of us all the time, but he is. And maybe some of the most important things in your life you think you have God to thank for. And
do you have any regrets?
The whole life is full of regrets. It's like 1 minute you could have said or done something. Mainly one thing I think about is, you know, you could always help someone and you just let it go over your head. Well, think about it, girls, because maybe it's just giving a helping hand. Maybe it's just saying something nice. Maybe it's doing something nice. And I know one time someone said, don't let anybody know that you're going to do this. Just go do it. It was not a big thing. And if you think that you've got to have huge things or big things, sometimes that little thing maybe helps somebody way more than you'll ever know. Because I think each one of us can think about, and doesn't take very long to think about, one person that just said something nice to us. Okay, if you're kind of down and they say something nice, it raises you up. And, you know, life's full of up and downs, but try to help someone.
Is there any funny stories people tell you from when you were growing up about you?
Oh, Jim will tell you one right now. For number one, I will tell you that my whole life, I have not been afraid of much. I'm scared to death of mice, and which is stupid and all that, but how true, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about the car in the field?
Mm-hmm.
Our house has a very long driveway to get to the gravel road and Highway 30. And my father came home once and the car was circling in the alfalfa field real slow and there was no one driving and the door was open. She had started down the driveway and the mouse started coming up the steering column. So, of course, she just got out of the car. Didn't take it out of gear, didn't close the door, but wouldn't go back in to even shut it off.
And went to the house and crying, called Harry on the telephone and said, "You have to come home because there's a mouse in the car." Well, the mouse was still in the car, or else they planted one and only they got it. No. There are mouse stories my whole life. One time I went to the bathroom. There was a mouse in the bathroom. So, where did my folks find me? Up on the back of the tank of the toilet. Standing up there. I know. The whole life has been ridiculous moments. Hazel Ferris, which I don't know if you're going to interview her or not, but we were at a party, a dinner party in Lexington, and everything was just lovely. The table was beautiful, the setting was beautiful, and Hazel feels the same way as I do about mice. And we both saw this mouse over by the curtains, and both of us were up on the chairs, standing up on the chairs, screaming. I know. It's ridiculous. And if you're not afraid of something, you just can't understand.
What is something that you've learned from your husband? Is there anything, like a big lesson that you've learned from your husband?
Learned a lot of things because I was married. The folks said I had to wait till I was 17. So the week after that, I was married. So that's kind of like a kid getting, so two kids, and we moved right to the farm, and I'd never lived on a farm. Of course, I had with my grandparents, and so it wasn't like that. I knew how to milk a cow, but not just a whole lot, and so, Harry had been in the Navy and had gone to Wesleyan for 2 years. And so, really, accordingly, he was a lot more grown up than I was. But anyway, we had a good life. It's like everything. Not all was perfect, but anyway, he passed away in August, and we would have been married 70 years on September 5th.
Oh, geez, that's a long time.
That's a long time. And most of it was good. It's like all of life. Some is better than others, and some is not very good. So, but we've been very successful at the farming. We're not, when I'm talking here to Swagger, by not as much as Al is, but still we've had a lot of good opportunities And I think our farming has been very successful.
What is some of your most vivid memories from high school or just school in general?
Like I said, I really enjoyed high school. And course, one of the popular kids, which doesn't hurt at all, not that it makes a difference, but it does have some times that are maybe smoother than other times. And had a lot of good friends, which is always wonderful to have. And I was, I'd say, above average student. know what he's gonna say there, he doesn't know.
I wasn't in school with you, so I know.
No. But, so that helps too. And, that's been a heck of a long time ago. But, I loved all of that. And, like I said, having a lot of good friends makes a difference. So take care of your friends.
What did you do in the summer times when you, like, were in high school and you weren't going to school?
Almost always had a job doing something. Basically, most of the time I worked as either a secretary or worked at a restaurant and waited tables and babysat and did a lot of things, but it all helps you with your future life.
Do you have any grandchildren?
Loaded. Yes. Jim has two girls, and one has two girls, and one has a girl and a boy. And Bruce has a girl and a boy, and the girl has one girl. And Pat was married twice. And she had one boy, but Dave had two children. Is that it?
Yeah.
What did you do with the money that you earned when you had with your jobs as a teenager?
Well, when Harry and I were married, we didn't have anything, and it isn't like the way that most people are now. Most people my age will tell you about the same thing too. They really didn't have anything. Harry's aunt and uncle, Herman and Gladys Hart, I don't think ever threw anything away. And so we got a lot of stuff from them and also from Harry's folks. And we bought a bedroom set. It cost $100, and we had the money to pay for that. Now that doesn't sound like a whole lot to you guys, but it meant a lot to us. We were very comfortable, and we had a house to live in, and Harry had a job. And that was because of Harry's folks. And they owned where Jim and Sue live now on Highway 30. And we lived there how many years?
38.
Pardon?
38.
We lived there that many years?
Yes, Harry.
I know. He's talking about his dad. We neither one had the best. We lived there that long. But something that you, I had a job, and then I got pregnant, and so then I didn't have a job, and but you know, everything's kind of evolves, and we have been very fortunate. We, like I have said, we are fortunate with our kids, we are fortunate with our lives, and so we've, I think we've had very successful life.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Probably the most difficult would be saying getting married when you don't have any money. But most kids were the same way as we were when we were married. It's totally different now. A lot of kids set up with new furniture, new house, new, not all do. But we didn't have anything. But neither did our friends. So it, you know, it was all, I guess, part of the growing up experience. Some of it's good and some of it isn't. I can remember one person saying not too long ago, and I thought of the same thing. If someone would drive in the yard, we'd think, oh my gosh, what if they're gonna eat with us? Do we have enough food for them? Because you didn't have a lot of extra things. We did have a ice box or a refrigerator, but when we started out, we had, didn't have any bathroom in the house. We had a pitcher pump, which was fortunate in the kitchen. And we got two stoves, one a propane to cook on, the other to burn cobs and stuff in to help heat the house. And both of those came from Herman and Gladys. I mean, they were secondhand things. Our living room furniture came from Grandma and Grandpa, and
we had a four-room house that not much bigger than this apartment.
And we basically only used three of the rooms, I mean at first, and then, and it was a house that went around like this. And it had three rooms here and three rooms here. And, but we were very fortunate to have a home. But it belonged to Harry's folks. And, like Jim says, we lived there 38 years, whatever it is.
If you had to go back and give yourself advice, like to your teenage self, what would you say?
Life will throw you a lot of curves along the way, and try to drive around the curves. Don't think that you have to eliminate them. Some you do, some you don't. Some things are going to work out for you, some things aren't going to work out for you. And sometimes you think, I've got to do this, I have to have it this way. Maybe it doesn't work out. If it does, great. If it doesn't, work through it.
What is something that you're most grateful for?
Probably our family. And they've been good kids. And that's very fortunate because there are a lot that aren't. And maybe that's kind of the way you might turn out. You might have some really good things in life. You might not. And not everything's gonna be like what you want. But, you know, you never know. You never know what you're gonna get handed. And you don't know what you're gonna do with it. But but try to make the best of it, kids, because sometimes just working through something is the best advice. Maybe not always, because it might hit you right in the face sometimes.
When you were growing up, you were talking about how your faith is really important to you. Was that just kind of something you always had, or was there a certain point where you started believing in God, or was it just like you were born into a family and that's what you were taught?
You know, it wasn't that my family didn't believe in God, but they weren't as devout churchgoers. But as I said, in Potter, the high school was here, the Methodist church was here, and the parsonage was next door, and we lived next door. That's pretty close to living to the minister and the church all the time. And I think a lot of that, just because they're neighbors, had an awful lot to do with your whole idea of religion. But I think a lot, when you get older, a lot of it has to do with your friends too. If they're not going to church, but okay, they're going to church and one's an organist and one sings in the choir, makes a difference in your life. Your friends do make a difference.
What is, with your children and all that, what was some of the hardest parts about raising kids?
You know, I think one of the easier parts was, because I was so young. I mean, maybe as a kid myself, so raising a kid is easier because you're not as set in your ways, and yet maybe you are to a certain extent, but I don't know. I think just loving them makes a big difference. Not that you don't say that all your parents love you in some way, but, well, I guess, I don't know.
Do you guys have any questions?
I don't think so.
Because I think we went through all of our questions.
Well, now, see, I was real good friend of Judy. Just loved her. She was a honey. So, you've got a lot to live up to. But you've got a lot of hardships too, so. But you can learn from them. And whether you think it or not, you'll be a better person because of them.
Well, I think that's all. So, I don't think we have any more questions for you. So, what? Oh.